Hey guys, it's 6:32. Let's call the meeting to order. Begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cheryl, can I please get a roll call?
Cheryl?
Rayette?
Here.
Carla?
Here.
Jackie?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Carlene Wilson?
Here.
Carlene Hoblet?
Here.
Hillary?
Here.
Jackie?
Here.
Sorry. And Chad?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Others in attendance here, we'll start in King Cove. We have
Paul Barker.
Amy Mack.
Standpoint.
Patrick.
Can you repeat that again over in Standpoint? There were two people talking.
Patrick is here.
DJ.
And
DJ too.
Carmen Holmberg.
Thank you. Online, we have Cheryl, Ruth, David Nielsen, Annette Barnett, Daniel Emanuelson, Hillary Seifert, Katie Borm, Lindsay Pinkelman, Carmen Holmberg. And that is all. Did I miss anyone? Anyone in Accutan or False Pass?
Nobody.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so that will bring us down to the approval of the agenda.
This is Hillary. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
This is Rita. I'd like to add on the letter we received on the AASB Board of Directors under new business.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So we have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda. I'm trying to backtrack. So there's a motion on the
agenda with the addition. With the addition of new business D.
Okay, a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the addition of AASB board vacancy under new business E. Is there, and a second by
Marley.
And the second by Arlene. Can I get a roll call, please?
And Reyes?
Yep.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblin?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The agenda is approved. Moves us down to the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting, March 22nd.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the meeting, March 22nd, 2021.
This is Carlene. I second.
A motion by Arlene, seconded by Carlene, to approve the minutes from March 22nd, 2021. Can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene? Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblet?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The minutes have been approved. That brings us down to recognition and presentation. There's not this time, so we move to public comments on agenda items. Are there any members of the public that have a comment on an agenda item? Okay, I'm not hearing any comments, so we'll move down to student reports.
Yes, prom is coming up on May 8th, and graduation will be on May 13th. And the Earth Day Fair is this Saturday. It isn't a school function, but student government will be going to help run it. And NYO is going on for another 3 weeks with Coach Schaefer. And students 3rd through 10th grade just got done testing last week. But that's about all that's going on right now.
Thank you, Chance. Does anyone have any questions? Members of the board, questions for Chance? No questions. Thank you, Chance. That brings us down to board report, strategic plan update. The school board has met a few times to discuss the strategic plan. We currently discuss the mission and the vision, and we reviewed the last goals from the last strategic plan. In our last meeting, we had a very productive brainstorming session in which we discussed the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats in the priority area of student achievement and post-secondary opportunities as well as course offerings. We've scheduled another meeting in April 26th to discuss and brainstorm issues surrounding teacher retention, which is really important because it affects every single one of the other areas and the ability to achieve those goals. And hopefully, we can have a strategic plan adopted and in place prior to the beginning of the next school year. Is there any other members of the board that would have anything to add to update the public on our strategic plan progress? Patrick, do you have anything to add on our strategic plan progress?
I too felt like it was a very productive session on strategic planning, and we covered a lot of areas, those two areas, post-secondary and raising student achievement, very important. The one coming up on teacher recruiting and retention is also very important. But I would just like to say that the admin team is already at work on the board fulfilling their part about the what, and then we are working on the how to have at least in part our approach to the how for the areas of priority within those two areas, raising student achievement and post-secondary. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. That brings us down to superintendent's report to the board.
So thank you. My report is as submitted, brings people up current. One recent development occurred over the weekend where the heat went down in Accutan, and it is still down. There were efforts made to get it going today. The borough is aware of it. School was canceled today in Accutan. I was communicating back and forth with Annette Barnett, and they are going to be open tomorrow with space heaters, and hopefully we'll get this situation resolved sooner rather than later. That's it.
Thank you. Any members of the board have any questions of Patrick regarding his report? Hearing none, we will move to district correspondence. Is there any correspondence in the packet that any members of the board would like to discuss? Hearing none, we will move down to business manager's report, current financial report.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the school board, Superintendent Mayor. My report for April 19th is in your packet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions regarding the current financial report? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept the current financial report?
This is Rita. I'll make a motion to accept the current financial report.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
A motion from Rita and a second by Arlene to accept the current financial report. Can I get a roll call, please?
Arlene?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Mayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The current financial report has been accepted. That moves us to Department Reports Activities Director, Amy Mack.
My report was in your guys' packet, and I don't have anything to add.
Does anyone have any questions of the Activities Director's report?
How come San Quentin is still doing NYO?
Because we're still doing NYO.
Oh, it's not.
NYO is going on right now. Today.
Oh. I thought it was
the last weekend. They're doing different sorts each week. So this week, they'll be doing virtual meets for something else. So that'll go on until the end of the month.
I was just thinking, like how other sports, our stage is the end. So I was thinking, okay, we're done.
No, they're going to have a stage every week. Yeah.
Awesome. I watched a couple of them, and that is nice seeing all the places. So, yeah, thank you for that.
And hearing any other questions, thank you. We'll move on to the special education report with Dr. Seifert.
Thank you. The board has the report that I submitted for my department. I don't have anything further to add at this time if anyone has any questions for me.
Hearing no questions, thank you. We'll move on to the technology director, Kirk Felgar's report is in your packet.
This is Patrick. I was just going to say Kirk is out of town on medical, so just wanted to let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
So that brings us down to the school counselor report, Lindsay Pinkelman.
Good evening. Yes, my report is in your board packet, and we're just, well, I'm just working with principals to wrap up the end of the year and also begin planning things for next year, and scheduling's coming up here this month and next to try to create one moving into next year. So it's a busy time of year for everybody, let alone administration. If you have any further questions, let me know.
Not hearing any questions, we'll thank you. We'll move down to new business A, graduation information.
So would you like me to address that, Madam Board President?
Yes, please.
So just a comment here before with Board President's permission, I turn it over to the principals, Paul and DJ. That, you know, we are planning a normal graduation with the one factor that hasn't been in place in the past is we will be, you know, limiting attendance at the gym and the board, or I mean, excuse me, the Principal Emanuelson and Principal Barker will discuss that a little bit more, but so otherwise it will look like a traditional graduation in King Cove and Sandpoint, and also there is a contingency in there that if we were to experience an outbreak, because we are not out of the pandemic yet, that we would make that adjustment as necessary. Of course, we're not anticipating that, but we do need to just make it clear that a contingency plan could be put in place should that occur. And with your permission, can I turn it over to Paul and DJ to talk about it a little more?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Okay, this is DJ at Sandpoint. And we're planning on a traditional graduation, like Mr. Mayor said. We want to be respectful of our students and of their families. So I feel very fortunate. This is my first year doing this, so I feel pretty fortunate that I have Mr. Huskenfeld and Ms. Eubank, who has been just an awesome partner in reminding us what we need to do to make it more traditional. Plus, you know, we had the kids have all had input, the girls mostly. I think the boys just want to get that sheepskin. They're not too concerned about how, but the girls have definitely had input. So we're going to make sure that we honor them properly and their parents and their families. We do have some COVID protocols that we put in place. We're going to have the parents and families sitting more towards the stage with visitors in the back. And, you know, like I said, we're just really looking forward to something that is going to look and feel like normal, to usher us out of this really abnormal year. And, hopefully we can continue next year with something that's normal. So, but, I'm not sure. I can answer any questions if you have any.
Hello, this is Paul in King Cove. I can echo almost everything that Mr. Emanuelson said about his graduation standpoint. I've enjoyed working with the students and their families, as well as long-term teachers here in the school to create an agenda of a graduation and commencement ceremony that looks largely traditional. I think everyone is looking forward to a normal event with some some stipulations in regard to keeping crowds low and just the movement around of people in the school, which we've done already this year quite well. Mr. Emanuelson and I were trading back comments for the last several weeks on graduation plans, and they look largely similar. Like Mr. Mayor said, we'll be limiting audience capacity, but it's going to be a very sentimental, positive ceremony for the graduate. The seniors are all very excited. They are looking forward to it. It's been one thing that they've really looked forward to this year towards the end of the year. We're glad that we can pull it off for them. So we're 4 weeks away from graduation, and we're just really looking forward to it. So, and here to take any questions on graduation, and if any members of the board were curious as to the specifics of what it'll look like, we're glad to answer the questions.
Thank you. Does any members of the board have any questions of Paul, DJ, or Patrick regarding graduation? Okay, that brings us down to the second item of business under new business, which is update on the pool. Patrick?
So we had kind of an unfortunate incident that when our pool management left, there were, we had some concerns about, the way that it was left in the pool sort of became stagnant, but we didn't want to bring anything back up because it can be kind of sensitive, pools can. You're dealing with water quality, chemical balance in the school, in the pool, proper salinity, various things, and the equipment can be kind of prickly to deal with. So at that point, we brought in a pool management company that has dealt with the pool, for many, many, many years. And there was no communication really when the pool was left and the time they got here. But we were able to successfully bring the pool back up to speed. Matter of fact, I was in there with Principal Emanuelson today. The gentleman departed today that works for the aquatic company. They handle clients nationwide, and the pool smells like a pool. It's clear as glass, and it's heating right now. And so the intent is to continue to keep it operational as we seek to have lifeguards and instructors. And it would be our hope that in the very near future here, we can open it up initially for the aquatics for elders here in the community that has gone on for some time. So that would be our initial run at it, but we don't have adequate personnel right now to do that. So, but we're working on it. And so I just wanted to let everyone know that it's under control and we were able to bring it back online actually yesterday. And just a shout out to DJ and Robert. And Steve Mixon was also there, and Emil Mobeck and myself were all there to get trained. And, in fact, Principal Emanuelson and Robert Morris are both now certified pool operators. So that's all I have if there are any questions from the board. Yes.
Are we posting for that position for a pool manager or any?
We're discussing how we want to proceed moving forward, but not right now. We just got the thing going yesterday. We weren't sure we were going to be able to get it going, and so without a larger effort than was in place. But we're talking about that.
Okay.
So
was it in a proposal? I don't remember seeing that
proposal for
in our budget. Cool.
Yeah, I guess your question was, have we posted it? We aren't there yet, so, but we should be.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions regarding the pool update? Okay, moving on to item C, which is VP 5000 series. First reading, the board has reviewed the series 5000 in policy review, and we have made some minor changes to policy BP 5040, BP 5113, BP 5121, BP 5124, BP 5126, BP 5131, and BP 5138.1. We need to go to the floor for first reading.
I'll make a motion to put BP 5000 as amended on the floor for first reading.
This is Rita, I'll second. So we have a first and a second to put BP 5000 series on the floor for first reading. Can I get a roll call, please?
Arlene?
Yes.
Wilson?
Uh-huh.
Carlene?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita? Jackie?
Yes.
Yeah, Chan?
BP Series 5000 is on the floor for first reading. I'd just like to summarize them. BP 5040 is student nutrition and physical activity. Some language tying our school lunches to the federal lunch program was removed because we did not participate in that program. There's some incorrect lettering corrected. Language is removed to simplify the reporting process. And language is added to include milk in what's available to students during lunchtime. BP 5113, absences and excuses. There is some redundant language that is struck in regarding absences. In BP 5121, language has been struck to clarify the pass-fail in the following courses, teacher aid and on-the-job training. Mm-hmm. In BP 5124, language was added to increase parent communication methods. In BP 5126, word sum of money was replaced with scholarships. In BP 5131, there was a note deleted that regarded optional language regarding alternative clothing. And in BP 5138.1, there was optional language deleted that reflected the Anchorage School District guidelines. The policies are now on the floor for first reading. That brings us down to D, FY 2022 budget proposal. Then
this is Rita. I'll make a motion to put fiscal year 2022 budget proposal for first reading.
This is Arlene. I'll second.
FY22 budget proposal for first reading is a motion has been made by Rita and seconded by Arlene to put it on the floor for first reading. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes. Sorry.
Arlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Reyes?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Oh, no. That's what we did in the workshop.
Sorry, Hillary?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Cam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The budget for FY 2022 is on the floor for first reading. That moves us to item E, new business. Under new business, the AASB Board of Directors has two vacancies available. I emailed you prior or during the workshop my letter of interest, and I'm formally asking the board to support my desire to put my name in for a vacancy. That would require a motion.
This is Rita. I'd like to make a motion to accept the letter.
This is Carly, and I second.
There's a motion by Rita, seconded by Carlene, to support the letter of interest for the AASB board vacancy. Can I get a roll call, please?
Sorry, I was on mute. Carlene Hoblett?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Arlene Wilson?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you. That brings us down to personnel, new hires. We have new hires as Donna Matthews, Joelle Thomas, Cheryl Roof.
I'll make a motion to accept the new hires. Donna Matthews, math teacher, Sandpoint. Joelle Thomas, math teacher, King Cove. Cheryl Roof, executive assistant, Sandpoint, district office.
I'll second. This is Carlene. Second.
I have a motion by Arlene and seconded by Rayette to approve the new hires of Donna Matthews, Joelle Thomas, and Cheryl Roof. Can I get a roll call, please?
Rayette?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Poblet?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The new hires have been accepted. Brings us to resignations as of April 16, 2021.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignations. Jason Bornstad, Sophia McCarthy, Trinidad Hernandez, Eric Gold.
This is Rita. I'll second that.
Motion has been made by Arlene to accept the resignations of Jason Dornstead, Sophia McCarthy, Trinidad Hernandez, and Eric Gold, and it was seconded by Rita. Can I get a roll call, please?
Carla?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene Wilson?
Yes.
Carlene Hoblin?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Jackie?
Yes.
Chan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The resignations have been accepted. That brings us to public comment on non-agenda items. All right. Public comments on non-agenda items.
Let me check it for you. Is there any, like, hands or anything on there? Sorry, I had to plug it in.
Okay, not hearing or seeing any. We will move down to board comments. Are there any members of the board that have comments? I would just like to say again, thank you again to our administration and the teams that have been working on executing these plans for graduation. I know there's a lot of excited students and families really excited to hear that that's moving towards normalcy. And we look forward to seeing all those pictures and videos of our graduates. And along with that, as we move forward with strategic planning, I just want to say I'm so proud of what we've done already and being able to execute that plan and really brainstorm on how to move the district forward. And I look forward to continuing that on with the admin's help on how we're going to do that. So that's exciting. Any other members of the board have a comment? Hearing none, we'll move on to the agenda items for the next meeting. Our main meeting, we'll have a board self-evaluation, budget, second reading, policy, second reading, hopefully some MAPS data.
Establishment of a scholarship committee to review applications.
Scholarship, we need to establish a scholarship committee to review the applications, which the deadline's in June, right?
Right, so we'll establish the committee at our main meeting.
Okay. Thank you for reminding me. That would have been bad.
Mm-hmm. Why are we establishing another committee? I thought we already did.
The written guidelines need to be established in the committee, and part of those written guidelines that was set forth didn't include going through the rubrics and offering them and selecting them. It was just a written charge of setting up the guidelines. If we would have said that in the initial establishment of the committee that they were going to be the ones that review it as well, then we would have been fine. But it just wasn't something that was included at the time of establishing the committee.
Oh, okay.
And maybe at some point, too, we can establish like a, what's that word they call for the committee, a standing committee where we don't have to keep establishing it each meeting that we come to. It would just be overall scholarship committee. But we haven't established a standing committee for scholarships at this point. But it'd probably be something to look forward to in the future so that we don't have to keep doing this establishment. I love that word.
And that was my fault because I asked for a committee to review the rubric and I didn't specify to follow it through the reviewal process of the application. So as soon as the rubric was approved and posted, that committee was dissolved, and now another one will need to be created and, you know, in a public forum through our minutes before we can move forward with that process.
Okay.
So any other items? Yeah.
I just want to thank the Barnetts and their resiliency for they're planning on opening school back up tomorrow, even though the fact that they didn't have any heat today. All this with Annette nursing a broken leg and actually staying in the school for the present. But just a shout out to them, thanks for them, dealing with that unexpected situation. Thank you.
Blushing, Patrick.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that.
Are there any other items for the next meeting? Anyone can think of? Oh, typically we review school climate and connectedness survey results, but I'm not sure if that was actually done this year.
No, we did not administer that this year, did we, Cheryl? I mean, we've used the survey for the strategic planning, so we didn't participate this year.
Okay, but we will have some MAP data to be reviewing in our next meeting?
Yeah, it will actually be in excess of MAP data. It will be there will be some other things in there as well, and hopefully we'll have our PEAKS data returned to us as we will have completed the testing window by then at all sites. And that was going to finish it today out in Accutan, but then this situation arose. So they'll be back on it. Other than that, be a couple makes here and there, but hopefully that data will be available.
Great. Okay, so that brings us to date, time, and location of next meeting. I think
May already.
By the end of May would be this one.
Uh-huh.
The 24th.
Okay. I won't be there.
I think that is. What was that?
I said I won't be available that day. I don't mind as long as you excuse me, but I'm supposed to be on the ferry, so I won't have any way to call in.
Okay. Whatever day works for everyone. I feel like by the end of May, we do have a board self-evaluation to do at this meeting, so it would be nice to be able to have everyone there and possibly even be at a face-to-face meeting if we're close to adopting our strategic plan. But if that doesn't work.
Of June. I'm available the whole week before May 24th.
Yeah. Maybe it's possible to do it that week before, Jackie. Rhea would be here. And so,
would it be possible to maybe do it like on a Thursday or a Friday or, well, actually a Wednesday and then make use of that first ferry for people to come back over if we wanted to do face-to-face or just get it done on the Thursday?
I'd rather have it on a Thursday. I won't be available on the 19th.
Okay, how about Thursday then?
Thursday, that would be the 27th or the 20th that you guys talking about?
20th.
Okay. That's the last day of school.
That might be. What about Tuesday? Well, I know you said a Thursday. Oh. We could do it the 27th, or we could do it the 18th if the 19th is out.
18th is fine with me.
Okay, we have the 18th. It seems like there's not any problem over here on the 18th.
Okay.
He's not going to be here. I'm not staying here the 18th. But I could call in. I mean, I had to.
What a Saturday.
How about a Saturday? How about if we just have Cheryl get together a list of times people are available after the close of school, because we want to have everybody available for that board self-evaluation and reviewing our data. And we're also going to need to schedule in our, if we need another meeting on our strategic planning, or if we're going to be able to finish selecting our goals by this last meeting on the 26th, then we could just add the strategic plan to our regular meeting.
I
We could do a little survey monkey thing with dates that people are available. I think just May in general is just a busy time with prom, yeah. graduation, last day of school, the first ferry. I mean,
I can call in anytime after the 25th, like the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. I most likely can call in then. I just can't when I'm on the ferry.
Yeah, that might not work.
I think having okay. Cheryl just kind of coordinate this would be a good idea. I mean, just my two cents.
Yeah, we'll have Cheryl collect information from everyone through email to pick the date that works good for everyone to be available for our next regular meeting. We'll have to have a workshop and a meeting so that we can conduct our evaluation. Our evaluation would be in executive session. So it would be nice if we were all available. So we'll leave that up to be determined. In the end of May. That brings us down to the adjournment of tonight's meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second. Red made a motion to adjourn, seconded by Carla. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned at 7:19 p.m.